Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, to hit hai.
List hai, to hit hai.
Theme-based podcast.
The award season is in full swing with several acclaimed films and TV shows taking home top honors. With the 2024 Emmys just around the corner, we share our predictions of who will and who should win the accolades in the realm of television. HBO's satirical drama Succession is expected to sweep several categories, while shows such as The Last of Us, The Bear and Abbott Elementary will attempt to stake their claim to a few Emmys themselves. AMC's excellent Better Call Saul has been nominated for a few categories, but the fan-favorite Breaking Bad spin-off might fall short yet again. Speaking of spin-offs, House of Dragon is yet another high-profile spin-off. Despite its popularity, that could leave the Peacock Theatre in Los Angeles empty-handed. So, here are our predictions for the Emmys 2024. First category, Best Comedy Series. This year's Best Comedy Series category is stacked with excellent titles, and we believe it will be tightly contested between FX's The Bear and ABC Network's Abbott Elementary. The Bear has garnered significant praise since its debut in 2022 and has already won big at the Golden Globes. It wouldn't be too far-fetched to conclude that it will win the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Who should win? Abbott Elementary. While The Bear could certainly be a worthy winner of the award, we feel that Abbott Elementary deserves a little bit more. The heartwarming comedy features excellent writing and some of the best performances of 2023 on television. Time to move on to the next category, Best Actor in a Comedy Series. Who will win? It's Bill Hader. Bill Hader's turn as an ex-assassin in Barry is a remarkably different character to his usual roles across films and TV shows. He has also demonstrated his incredible acting prowess in Barry and could be the jury's pick for Best Actor in a Comedy Series. Well, who should win? We think it's Jeremy Allen White. However, the Bear-led star Jeremy Allen White is our pick for who should win Best Actor in a Comedy Series. White has already won the Golden Win, but could fall just behind Hader at the Emmys. Who are you gonna vote for? While you think about that, let's look at the next category, Best Actress in a Comedy Series. We think should and will win is Quinta Brunson. Quinta Brunson is the heart and soul of Abbott Elementary, and we firmly believe that she will and should win the Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy Series. Well, post that is Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. Who will win? Brett Goldstein. Ted Lasso's breakout star Brett Goldstein has become a renowned writer and actor in recent years and winning several accolades. The English actor could be a top contender to win this year's Emmy for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. Well, who should win? We think it's Henry Winkler. Veteran American actor Henry Winkler has already won an Emmy for his role as the eccentric acting coach Gene Cousineau in Barry. We feel that Winkler deserves another win, as his performance is simply outstanding yet again in the final season of Barry. Moving on to the next category, Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. Who will win? Yeah, it's a toss-up between Hannah Waddingham and Ayo Edebiri. The Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series category is one of the tightly contested categories this year. Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham elevated her performances for the previous season of Ted Lasso and is the likely candidate to win the award this year. But we also feel that Golden Globe winning actress of The Bear, Ayo Edebiri, is also one of the frontrunners. Our pick for who should win is Abbott Elementary star Janelle James. Despite essaying a compelling character as inept principal Ava Coleman to near perfection, it might not be enough to sway the Emmy Awards jury. We're gonna keep our fingers crossed for this one. Next category is the Outstanding Drama Series. Who will win? Succession. There will be a seismic meltdown on social media if any other show apart from Succession won Outstanding Drama Series. Therefore, it is the most obvious pick to win this year. But who should win? Better Call Saul. While Succession is almost destined to win, Better Call Saul is our pick to the TV show that should win Outstanding Drama Series. It is unfathomable why this remarkable show has failed to win a single Emmy despite an incredible 53 Emmy nominations. It appears fans of the show will be left disappointed yet again. We shall wait and see. Moving on to the Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series category. Who will win? Brian Cox. In our Golden Globes predictions, we predicted that Brian Cox would win Best Actor for his starring role in Succession, but to our surprise, it was his co-star Kieran Culkin who won it. However, we have decided to back Cox yet again. On that note, who should win? Jeremy Strong. Brian Cox and Kieran Culkin's Succession co-star Jeremy Strong is our pick for who should win Best Actor in a Drama Series. Strong's compelling portrayal of Kendall Roy will go down in history as one of the greatest characters in television. Watch out for this one. Time now to look at Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series category. While there have been several notable performances by actresses on television in 2023, especially Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, we believe there is only one clear favorite to win Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Sarah Snook will and should win an Emmy for essaying the role of Shiv Logan in Succession. Fingers crossed on this one as well. Alright, moving on. Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Should and will win, we think, is Matthew McFadden. It's yet another Succession star who is the clear favorite to win Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, and it is none other than Matthew McFadden. The British actor should and will win the award this year, just a week after winning the Golden Globe. Next category, Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Who will win? Elizabeth Debicki. The sixth and final season of The Crown may not have impressed critics, but Elizabeth Debicki's performance as the late Princess Diana received universal acclaim and is our pick of who will win Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Well, that's not all. Who should win? Rhea Seehorn. Arguably one of the greatest characters and performances on television, Rhea Seehorn's Kim Wexler should have already been recognized by the Emmy Awards with multiple wins. However, Seehorn has shockingly been snubbed over the years, and it appears it will be the case this year as well. Having said that, next category, Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series. Who will and should win, according to us? Beef. Netflix's Beef was among the biggest surprises of 2023. We believe it will be unchallenged to win Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series at the Emmys this year. Moving on, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie. Who will and should win? Steven Yeun. The Walking Dead star Steven Yeun is outstanding as Danny Cho in the Netflix series Beef. He's our pick for who should win and who will win Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie. Watch out for this one. Time now to look at the last category, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie. Who should and will win, according to us? Dominic Fishback. Dominic Fishback's portrayal of a deranged pop star fan turned killer in Swarm is chilling and Emmy-worthy. Therefore, Fishback is our pick to will and should win Outstanding Lead Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie. Well, that's a wrap to our Emmy Awards prediction special episode of List Hai Toh Hit Hai. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing off. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.